Kate Miller into the game.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
22nd timeout with the Lakers.
I thought the pig would win the Oscar.
111-89.
You ever see the Oscar?
Be quiet.
All right, it is 7:44 p.m. on Wednesday, June 2nd, 2020, and this is the Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Well, life comes at you fast, faster than usual in the NBA this year. We've seen a lot of quick turns during these playoffs. We went from me saying last week, a week ago, with game twos that things were gonna even up and these were gonna be even series, which is what I thought, to being me being totally wrong. And now we have 4 to 5 teams to salute. Memphis Grizzlies are playing right now. They're in trouble. They're not out yet, so I guess we will. Before the podcast is out, though, I should know whether or not I have to give them a little salute. But, oh, yeah. And there may be maybe some other teams following them pretty quick by Sunday. So, yeah. Life comes at you fast in NBA. Joel Embiid is hurt. Didn't matter too much against the Wizards. The Wizards did manage to pick up a game before they lost, but even that game, they came very close to giving it away at the end. It was Philadelphia was definitely the better team there. And of course, Anthony Davis is hurt, which did change that series quite a bit. The Lakers went from looking like they were rolling over Phoenix to depending on what Memphis does, they may be the next team that's getting saluted. So, well, that's how the NBA goes, you know? Sometimes you're healthy, sometimes you're not. And, of course, the Celtics are out, which has caused some pretty monumental changes already. Longtime GM Danny Ainge has retired / been fired / resigned. It's been 24 hours and he's gone. And Brad Stevens is no longer the coach of the team. Apparently he's now the president or the GM or something like that. So yeah, things changed really fast there. Which, as if you've listened to this show regularly, you know I'm not as high on Brad Stevens as a lot of people are. Which used to be a pretty hot take, but now it's a take that quite a lot of people have, because a lot of the blame for Boston came down on Stevens' feet, whether that was right or not. The coach always bites the bullet when a team that people think is a contender goes out in the first round. So, in truth, it was probably more of an injury thing, but if you look at Boston, and instead of thinking that they overperformed the last 3 or 4 years and that was where they were supposed to be and now they're underperforming, then maybe that's how you blame Brad Stevens, but who knows? It did look like the team had stopped listening to him, though, for sure. So, and I'd talk about that over the course of the year. So that was a move that's not – Brad Stevens not being the coach isn't surprising to me, but – Ainge being gone and Brad Stevens taking his job is surprising to me. So that should be interesting to see. Ainge has been the GM for like 20 years, so it's always interesting to see a new face in that spot, for sure. Anyway, that's the preponderance of the news, unless you want to start talking about like player commitments to college and things like that. The WNBA season is going, and it's actually going pretty well. You might want to check that out. There's some really good basketball going on there. If four NBA playoff games isn't enough for you, if you need something else, there's a couple good WNBA games on every day that are a lot of fun to watch. So, I don't know. Lots of good basketball going around right now. So, yeah, but that's the news, which means we're going to get into teams to salute. Going to start off with... the Miami Heat. Well, you know, they made some moves to try to get themselves back in position to make it to the finals again. But Oladipo, I think he played like a total of 100 minutes for the Heat or something pretty well like that. And he didn't make it to the playoffs. And Miami just didn't have the juice. The shots that were falling last year did not fall this year, and the defense just didn't have the same toughness it did in the past. But, you know, it's a team where they have a good culture and a front office that makes some really smart moves and isn't afraid to take some risks. So I expect them to be back in there again. And even if they didn't have like a great season this year, they're always fun to keep an eye on. So, wait, no, I'm supposed to save that for the end. So, you know, it's new. Boston Celtics. Definitely were hurt a lot by the Jaylen Brown injury. They'd already made a lot of changes to the team. But, you know, with the Kemba signing that didn't work out and the basically picking up Evan Fournier for free, and I don't know how much that worked out too. Like, he was okay, but he wasn't great. So they definitely tried a lot of different things. But I don't think they were able to overcome the Brown injury, and I don't think they were able to really find an identity that could get them wins. They really relied on the small ball, and they just had trouble making that applicable in the playoffs this year. But they're definitely a team where, you know, they have Jason Tatum, who's a top 20 player. They have Brown, so they have Jaylen Brown, so they definitely have a future for sure. Washington Wizards. What a weird, beautiful basketball team. They just, if you hate T-Vince, the Washington Wizards are for you. Russ did his best, and sometimes his best was awful. Bradley Beal doesn't care about winning or losing, but he just plays hard every night. Either way, he's going to get you 30 and play some defense. Either way, win or losing, you know, he's going to do it with a smile on his face. Rui Hachimura looks good. I hate Bertrands, but a lot of people like Bertrands, so there you go. yeah, the Wizards are probably going to be a fun team next year, too. New York Knicks. I think they were a little bit ahead of schedule this year. This is a team that's still very, very, very young, and even younger than the Hawks. And they have a really bright future ahead of them, and I think this was kind of like a preview of what's to come for the Knicks. I think they're going to make the playoffs next year, and they're going to be better for this experience, even if it didn't go the way that they wanted to. It's really interesting to see the development of RJ Barrett. Like, dude looks like he has a, like, he's built like a tank now. He was already like very physically fit and strong before. Like, he had an adult body in college for sure, but now dude just has like, dude looks like he's training for an MMA heavyweight fight or a heavyweight boxing fight. He's so big around the shoulders, and he already has such a natural move that he's going to be a real problem for people going forward. Obi Toppin looks decent. Julius Randle had a great season, even if didn't quite happen in the playoffs. He had a great regular season. Derrick Rose, you probably get another year out of him. I think the Knicks are going to take a step forward next year for sure. And the Memphis Grizzlies. Well, you know, there's a, much like the Knicks, they're very young. And they have some players who look like they're going to be just like legit stars in a few years. There's still several years. It may be a few years though until those guys are stars. So they might need another NBA player if they want to keep competing or compete to go forward in the playoffs. But I think they're going to be in the mix for like the 8 every year with this team. And those guys are going to get some experience. And then in like 2 or 3 years, that the Memphis Grizzlies are going to be a problem for the league. Maybe like a year and a half, the Memphis Grizzlies will be a problem for the league for sure. So yeah, definitely a lot to like with the Grizzlies. The Miami Heat, I salute you. Boston Celtics, I salute you. Washington Wizards, I salute you. New York Knicks, I salute you. Memphis Grizzlies, I salute you. All right. That's it for the show this week. Fun one, for sure. I think I haven't looked at the schedule, but we may have second round games soon. And when we have second round games, that's when it becomes the podcast becomes two times a week. So I'm sure you're really excited about that for some reason. yeah, we're gonna go ahead and do that. All right, my beautiful friends, you have a good week, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye.